Women's right to vote was August 20th, 1920. You were 5 years old. Do you recall the first election when you voted?
Yes, I do recall the first election when I voted for President of the United States. It was the first year that Franklin Roosevelt was elected.
Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did.
That had to have been a proud time for you to be able to vote.
And I was glad to have gotten big enough to vote.
Cars.
Oh, my goodness. Cars were a big thing in my family. My dad and my grandfather, mother's father, ran a little race on who could have the fanciest car. My dad liked Pierce Arrows, and my grandfather liked Packards. Each one would see who could get a new one first.
I would say then that your family was fairly well-to-do because Fords were driven generally.
Well, my dad got tired of driving Fords in the field. Of course, he was always out on the well. So he would take mother's car, which would be a nice soft-top sedan car. He had the back of it cut off and a bit rack put on the back of that car so he didn't have to rattle his bones in a Model T. And he'd drive that big old car to the field. My mother's sister was a lady who enjoyed painting china. And there was a lady in Siloam Springs who was a teacher, and Miss Etta took painting from her. Well, one day she was there for her lesson. A little group of women were there. They took a little breather and were sitting out on the porch. And a ratty-looking car drove by. One of the ladies said, "My, there's a tough-looking pair in that car." And Miss Etta said, "Well, that's my brother-in-law and my brother." They just left the field without getting cleaned up. It took about at least 8 hours to drive from here to Siloam Springs in those days.
That's because the roads were not
good. The roads were perfectly horrible. The verdigris bottoms over there where Commerce is now, that was just a mud hole in the spring. We always went right after school was out. My dad would drive mother's car through because he could drive anything through the mud. Then he would come back and drive the field car with all our stuff on it. When we first went to Siloam Springs, that little town, this was just hillsides out there. The little town was very inadequate. They had a lumber yard, and they had a little hotel and a hardware store. But there wasn't a plumbing fixture in that town. Every bit of the plumbing fixtures from Mother's house was carried up there on the back of the field car. Bathtubs, toilet, sink, whatever. And there was a little sidebar on the bathroom stuff. A lady friend of my aunt's came up there to spend a day or two. She had to go out at night. In telling this, she said, "I just didn't want to go out on the hillside to that outhouse." So she said, "I decided I'd just rather buy Bess a pan." So she reached in the darkness of the kitchen and got a pan out and used it. Well, she was quite surprised to find out that she used a colander and it ran through all over the floor.
Do you remember the first car you drove?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. My dad was terrible. When I was going to college and high school, he never let me drive the car. But my grandfather, McAllister, I guess I was his pet from the day one. Over at the camp, he had to go to town every day for the supplies for the kitchen. I most often went with him, and he would let me drive the car home from Siloam Springs. It was 6 miles down to our place from town. One day he was letting me drive, and I steered the car wrong and went in the ditch alongside of the little country road. Granddaddy was not an excitable man. He said, "Get it back up on the road, sis." So I steered it, and we got back up on the road, and that was the end of that episode. "Get it back up on the road, sis." He was just that kind of a guy.
Tell me about riding around with your cousin. Did she take you for joyrides?
Oh, yeah. This girl was pretty much my age. She and I graduated from high school together. The first thing that we did after graduation, her mother had let her drive their car to the exercises at the Coliseum. Then they had come in their other car. Well, Virginia and I went to her house, and the first thing she did was go in the pantry and got this bottle of whiskey out, and she poured each of us a little dollop of whiskey. That was how we celebrated graduation. Virginia also liked to smoke. Her daddy had let her have the car on Sunday afternoon, and we'd go for a drive. Virginia would smoke. Well, once in a while, I would smoke. One afternoon, I came home with a hole burned in my Sunday dress. My dear father saw that, and that wasn't so good.
How would they punish you?
usually my mother didn't believe in
spanking or switching.
Spanking or whipping, you know. It was just a good old talk, which I haven't ever forgotten.
You didn't get to go riding with Virginia?
No, I didn't go with Virginia anymore. That was the end of that.